Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Wanted to give you a little Adele this morning.
Ooh, I like that one.
It's going to be crazy at the Grammys with Adele and Beyonce head to head. Lemonade and 25.
Are you tearing up?
I am. It's just going to be like, you know how guys get crazy over like a Super Bowl game? Like, that's going to be me.
This is your Super Bowl?
This is my Super Bowl.
If you just want full on Adele, we got that for you as well, because she's in Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night. She's going to be in Boston, then New York City after that. She has shows through mid-November. Plenty of Adele shows going on. And we're going to send you to see Adele in concert.
What?
We got your airfare, your hotel, and tickets to the show. Find out where you are going and how you can win those tickets to check out Adele next week.
Ooh,
dang, we got a lot of stuff.
You
got
to get your Adele on.
Hold on. Let me recap what we got for you. We got Adele next week.
Yeah.
We'll tell you how to win that.
Mm-hmm.
We got Beat the Bank coming back.
Yep.
Sign up at KidNation.com. And then we're also hooking up teachers with $1,000 for the classroom. Also, you can sign up for that. Go to KidNation.com for that.
Dude,
100 words or less.
How are we doing all this?
Volume.
Lots of loans we're taking out here.
We do it in volume.
Lots of loans is what we're doing right here.
Big givers.
Thank you, Adele, for doing that for us.
Thank you, Adele.
Yes. Justin, a lot of people are noticing that you are very sultry this morning.
Yeah, your voice, you're very low energy, mellow. Oh.
Did you have a rough night last night?
I feel like a raisin. I showed up on this beach like a plump, juicy grape, but I woke up and all the alcohol that I had, this bracelet has gotten me in so much trouble. And like, I just need water, and I don't think there's enough in the world.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm shriveled.
How did you just take a mimosa out of my hand then?
Because it was the hair of the dog.
Because I'm 22, and I go, I'm never going to drink again until the next time I drink. You know?
Justin shows up this morning, and he goes, JC, I was watching his own Snapchat story. And he goes, it was pretty good. I don't remember posting those things.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, Justin.
It was really bad.
And it's funny because Russface texted me while we were at dinner last night because Justin said this quote, which ended up coming true.
Oh.
I need to stop showing up drunk for dinner because I won't remember it.
I don't. And this is so sad. Like, it's just the
hang. If you're going to eat, you want to remember eating.
I know. Especially all this meat and everything. But
Kelly, this guy was eating meat with chopsticks.
Meat with chopsticks.
Well, you were calling the meat sushi. It's like the farthest thing from.
Yeah. It wasn't even raw or anything.
How was that sushi?
I wish I could tell you how it was. Aww. I really could. But though, there was this game that we played in the pool.
Oh, yes,
it was
you guys.
A really cool game. What you do is you have a stack of cups and two people, and you put a distance between you two, and then you fill a cup with water, mm-hmm. and you got to flip it into the air, mm-hmm. and the other person's got to catch it with a cup.
It's almost like cornhole, but in the water.
Flip and cup?
Yeah, it's not flip cup. But it was some little kids were playing it.
You catch the cup of water with another cup.
Cup.
Okay, I see that.
It's funny how people conform because apparently these little kids had started playing it. They said, like, these ladies said 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we didn't show up to the pool until about 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in that pool was playing that game.
Really?
And,
okay, I never heard of that.
And
but,
if you miss the cup and you don't catch it, you got to take a shot.
Yeah.
Is that what caused you to shirtless FaceTime me last night?
Oh, yes. But
yeah, you tried to FaceTime me, but it didn't connect.
I did try to FaceTime. Well, because I was trying to get the whole band together. I was trying to get us all to go eat sushi and meat together at the dinner because it was
right.
nice.
That's
it was
right.
nice. So I called you, Kelly. I was like, I need to see my girl Kelly and Jenna because JC's going.
Right.
We're all going to go to dinner. And I would have called you, Big Al, but I don't have your number.
That's okay. I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, fine. It's so rude.
Ow.
Yeah, no. Just call 800 Kid Live. 800-543-3548.
So mean to me.
We'll patch you through to Big Al Mac. Yeah, be busy.
Same number for 25 years. He ain't get my number.
Justin yesterday gets handed a drink by one of the ladies on the beach. And he actually had an on-point description of what this drink tasted like.
Yes. It was. Okay. I said, surprise me. I've never said that to anyone for a drink before. because I was done drinking a whole bunch of vodka. But I was done drinking some vodka.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said, surprise me. I said, nothing, not too sweet. And she goes, got it for you. And so she goes in the back and she comes back with this beautiful pink drink. Mm-hmm. And it had passion fruit. Oh.
You love that.
It smells so good. Passion fruit, pineapple, and a splash of cranberry.
Cranberry.
And it tasted like good, rich, like expensive shampoo that you get from Marshalls or TJ Maxx. Like, that's what it tasted
like. Shampoo.
Good shampoo. Yes.
Shampoo?
I know that sounds weird that he said
it's
that.
It's perfumey.
Yeah. But I took a sip of it and I was like, that is actually a very accurate description of what this drink tastes like. Because sometimes I smell my shampoo and I'm like, I wonder what this would taste like if I could drink it.
Yeah.
And that was on point.
I know.
So on point.
It was like herbal essence or something.
The native drink of the land here is called the
Mamajuana.
That's strong.
It's like a warm wine.
Yeah, it's got like tree bark in the bottles. If you've ever taken a close look at the bottles, they're like some type of tree bark in there, and it's all types of stuff. And they let it marinate or sit for a day or two or three.
It's supposed to energize you.
I had one.
It's actually pretty good.
I heard you can get really trashed easily, so I just did the one.
It's pretty good.
It's wine and rum and like this root. And they have it everywhere.
Yeah, every place has it.
Mama Juana.
Man. And it's sweet and it goes down easily.
It does. It does.
Just
like
what? That.
All right. Speaking of the pool.
See, that's why I'm not giving you my number.
This guy. We met some Kid Nation members.
Yes, we did.
Out and about yesterday. It was like, we go all these days. You know, we're looking for Kid Nation members. And then we finally found some.
Yep.
And we said, hey, would you guys like to come to the hotel room in the morning?
Yeah.
Nothing creepy.
No. Yeah. We're all staying in one hotel room.
It is kind of weird. Come to the hotel at 6 a.m. Yeah.
I know.
In fact, one of them was actually on Justin's Snapchat.
Yes.
Thank God for
beautiful men. And he is here.
He's here.
He is here.
Yeah.
And he's beautiful.
Yes.
Take off your shirt.
So we will have two lovely members of Kid Nation playing Dominican Republic edition of the Match Game.
Oh. Oh, nice.
Coming up next.
It's been one big party up here in the Rockstar Suite.
I'm not wearing a bra to a party.
You haven't worn one since we've got here. And you rarely wear one when we're back home. It's the family vacation. Live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana.
Snarky.
He is very snarky. Yeah.
Well, he's jealous.
Angry he's not here.
Yeah, he's jealous.
You guys, breaking news, I have a bra on.
What? You brought one?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you owned one.
Oh, I pack them all the time. I brought one. I have one on right now.
I photobombed.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
I photobombed a picture of Kinsey and Jenna. They were trying to do that model thing where you have that hair.
We were trying. The timing of the hair flip is difficult.
And I didn't notice that Jenna's bathing suit that day looked like she was naked.
Yeah, the nude flesh tone.
Thank you for all the Instagram love. From that, Jenna, you blew up my Instagram because of your nudeness.
Did you break Instagram?
Almost.
Nah.
The broke Instagram right there.
It's just a nude-colored bathing suit.
Right. So this is our final day here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here in the Dominican Republic. We're in Punta Cana. Have been all week. And yesterday we were walking around, and we're at the pool, and we ended up meeting some lovely Kid Nation members from Augusta, Georgia.
Oh.
Yep. Hello.
Hi. And we got to chatting, and we're like, wait a minute. Tomorrow's Friday. We usually play Match Game.
Uh-huh.
Would you guys like to wake up super early after partying all night and come be on the radio? And you guys were like, what? Yes, right?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys. What's your names? What are your names?
I'm Morgan.
Mallory.
Hey, Morgan and Mallory.
Now, we usually do this back home, and Nick Adams is our host.
Yes.
Unfortunately, Nick did not come on the trip this year because his wife is pregnant. So, we have a very special Match Game host for you this morning.
The Punta Cana Cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, finally rears his
head. He's back.
The Punta Cana Cowboy.
Hey. No cowboy hat, though.
Yeah, what happened to your hat?
Well, it's been 5 years since we were here last time, and I believe I had packed it away and it had gotten crushed, and I just kind of tossed it.
Yeah.
Well, didn't realize we would be coming back.
Well, you know what? I've been to a lot of country shows lately, Punta Cana Cowboy, and very seldom do you see cowboy hats at a country show, so the trucker hat fits right in.
Right.
You could be the Punta Cana Cowboy with a trucker hat on.
Okay, I'm down.
All right.
Okay.
We ready to get this on the road?
Sure, let's do it.
Punta Cana Cowboy.
So, Morgan and Mallory, we're going to ask you guys four questions. and your goal is to match as many answers with our celebrity players.
Yeah.
All right.
Your prize today will be free drinks at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Yeah, but don't answer until we've all dinged in. Yeah.
Yes, and let's meet our celebrity players now. Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Hola. With a bra.
Hola, JC.
¿Cómo estás, Chuck? Or Punta Cana Cowboy?
Bien. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, I'm a lot of fun.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
And what's up, Big Al Mac?
On the beach of the DR, running out of time. This morning came early, didn't think of a rhyme.
Yeah, that's very...
Hey, all right. Thank you.
Well done.
Obvious. Thank you.
Let's get to the game.
All right. You guys.
Shame. Shame.
Oh, man.
Shame.
Shame. I've missed that.
Question one.
Okay.
Got it.
Big Al is so embarrassed by his karaoke performance.
How embarrassed is he?
Instead of buying himself a boat, he's buying a blank.
Mm. Oh, he's so embarrassed by his karaoke performance.
Instead of buying himself a boat, he's buying a blank.
Ding.
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 Morgan and Mallory, you have an answer?
Morgan and Mallory?
You got one?
Yeah, we'll go with Eminem.
All right, Big Al is so embarrassed by his karaoke performance. Instead of buying himself a boat, he's buying a blank.
A bar.
A bar. Good answer.
Very good answer.
Good answer.
Nice. Another one.
By the way, we are hearing rumors that that is, in fact, true. He might actually be doing that.
Don't you dare.
Maybe.
All right, Kelly Raspberry.
I said he's so embarrassed he's buying himself a bottle of tequila and drinking himself into oblivion, Chuck.
Good answer. Good answer.
Well, that's what he did.
Good answer. Yeah,
that wasn't a match, though. No. Yes. Your answer was better.
Yeah.
JC, how embarrassed is he? He's buying now a...
face transplant so nobody recognizes him.
Oh, another good answer. Another good answer.
Jenna?
I said an auto-tune machine.
Yeah, oh, that'd have been good. That'd have been good, too.
Big Al, you're so embarrassed by your karaoke performance. Instead of buying yourself a boat, you're buying a...
bean pie, Chuck. Bean pie.
As always, the first answer is bean pie from Big Al Mac.
As always, I don't get it.
We have...
just a bit. Just
no
a
matches. Bit. Yep. On to question number two.
Yep.
Jenna's bikini is so small.
How small is it?
She had to hide her money in her blank.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Jenna's bikini is so small, she had to hide her money in her blank.
Well, I know what I want to say, but I can't.
Bean pie is off the table.
Yes, it is. She had to hide it in
bean
her...
bean pie is off the table.
Ding.
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 All right.
All right. Contestants?
Girls, do you have an answer?
Yep. She's trying to keep it clean.
Yeah
right.
I know, it's hard to. It's hard to.
All right. Jenna's bikini is so small, she had to hide her money in her...
in her bikini top.
Okay.
In her bikini top.
Okay.
Yeah. Very clean.
Okay.
You guys went very safe. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Right. You stick with the body, not a lot of options. Yeah.
See if we have a match. We'll start on the other end. Big Al Mac, how small is it? She had to hide her money where?
In her cracks.
Very nice, Al. Very nice.
All right, Jenna, where'd you hide your money?
I hid my money in my room because you don't need money at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, all inclusive.
Well played, Jenna. Well played on that one.
Nice
we'll give you a golf clap because you went golfing yesterday.
JC?
Yep.
Where did she hide her money?
If you're listening to the whole show, you'd understand this one. I said butt cracks.
Butt cracks.
Al and I have a match there.
I hope I only have one.
All right.
That's kind of strange.
Jenna's bikini so small she had to hide her money in her...
See, I thought this was a trick question because she never carries money when she wears that bikini because men will pay for everything.
Very true. Right? Very true.
No matches as of yet.
You guys are not going to win your free drinks if you don't match.
Question three. Here we go. A long one. Pay attention. Right. The activities have been fun, but they're taking their toll on the morning show.
Yeah.
But Kelly Raspberry's been a trooper. She's participated in all of the group outings, even though she has a sore blank. Kelly's participated in all of the group outings, even though...
big fat white butt!
Even though she has a sore...
Well, a long question deserves a long answer.
Ding.
Ding.
Yeah. Even though she has a sword.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. I'm ding.
You got an answer, girls?
Girls ready?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Team Eminem.
Kelly Raspberry's been a trooper participating in all the activities, even though she has a sore.
I don't know. Skin from her sunburn.
Okay. Skin. That's good.
Skin from her sunburn. Good answer.
Good answer.
Okay. Good answer.
All right. We'll start with you, JC.
Even though she has a sore on her butt.
Oh,
sore. It's not a sore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, my God, JC.
Sorry, ESL, guys. Well. I'm so sorry about that answer.
Well, you could have a sore on your butt.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, man.
I mean,
I have a bruise.
I misunderstood the question. I am so sorry.
I have a bruise. Yeah, my
bad. Yeah, my bad. All right. Yeah, sore on my head.
Kelly, what do you have a sore?
Yeah.
You asking me?
Yes.
I said I have a sore elbow, tailbone, and a strange itch that won't go away even though I've taken 2 Claritin 24 hours.
Okay, no match there.
No match.
Is that from the sore on the butt?
Jenna?
Yeah, my
Big Al?
Oh, sorry. A sore outer skin layer.
Oh, that's a match!
That is a match!
Yes!
Yes.
That's a match.
You do have a match. All right, Jenna, final answer. Do we have 2 matches on this one? Kelly has been a trooper. She's participated in all of the group outings, even though she has a sore.
I think I also misheard the question, a sore on her mouth.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. That's a pimple.
Right. We did have a match. We did have one match, though. Let's
see if head and everything.
Let's move on to our final question. Wow. Final question.
Wow. Final question.
All right.
How dumb is he?
JC is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
He thought all-inclusive included free blank.
Inclusive.
Oh my gosh, what?
All inclusive.
JC is so dumb. He thought all inclusive included free.
Dang.
Blank.
Just want to tell you that my answer is not something I really thought. I'm just doing this for fun.
Okay.
Just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I'm going blank.
Ding.
Give me an answer.
The longest match game in match game history.
Dang.
I'm going to say... He's so dumb, he thought all-inclusive included free...
Wi-Fi. I don't know.
Well, that does come with all-inclusive, right. So that's not dumb.
Thing,
can we change it to Big Al is so dumb next week?
Nope, sorry.
All right, ding.
Nope. All right, we've dinged.
Ding.
Ding.
Yeah, everybody dunked.
You got an answer... Morgan and Mallory. JC is so dumb, he thought all-inclusive included free.
We were going to go with sunglasses.
But you're changing
we're doing
it?
Underwear.
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 Free underwear. All right.
All right.
Your JC is dumb, so.
No. No.
I mean, according to the bit.
Yep.
According Let's see. To the bit. We'll start with Jenna.
All right. JC is so dumb, he thought all-inclusive meant he got sleeves for his shirts. No sleeves all week.
Hashtag tank top.
That's pretty
tank
good.
Top
that's
never
die. That's pretty good.
All right.
Sun's out, guns out.
JC?
Yep.
How dumb are you?
I thought all-inclusive included free gambling money for the casino.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
That's not too dumb.
No, that's pretty dumb. That's dumb.
That's pretty dumb.
All right, Kelly. JC so dumb, he thought all-inclusive included free...
Free citizenship.
Wow.
To the Dominican?
All right.
Are you going to be able to get back home?
Al, looking for you for the last match. JC is so dumb, he thought all-inclusive included free...
Marital relations, Chuck.
We know that don't come free.
Right.
No.
That does not come free.
Right. All right, so what do we have? One match?
Yeah, one match.
That's a success, Al. How many bonus points?
Al, wow. You know what, ladies?
You
all
gotta
the
split
way.
Them, though. You might want to.
Yeah, you got to convert them.
Yeah, all you do.
Oh wow!
Dominican bonus points, Al.
Dominican bonus points.
500 million pesos.
$5,000 each, which actually equates to about $4. Please go to KidNation.com. Go to our store, our online store, and pick out anything. Or you may be able to just kind of cash them in here because at the Hard Rock they have fine dining, delicious snacks, top shelf drinks, 24-hour room service, non-motorized water sports, and free Wi-Fi. just to let you know.
Yeah, that's how we were able
just
to.
Some of the many amenities here at the Hard Rock
you
Hotel.
You know, and since you're giving them credit, if you book your trip right now to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, you get double limitless resort credits. And this is something you can use for all the excursions we've done on this trip, like the ATV tour yesterday, yep. the rock spa rhythm and motion treatments.
Love that.
Or you can even use those double limitless credits to go shopping at the stores.
Oh.
Whoa.
So when you book it, you get the credits up front, and then you don't even have to take your money to the stores.
Actually, you do have some pretty nice stores
all right,
out here,
so that's available if you book now through October 31st for travel through December 15th, maybe a holiday trip.
Nice. There you go. Well done, Punta Cana Cowboy.
Well done.
Nick Adams will be back at your regularly scheduled time next week.
All right. Yes. All right.
Yes. We got to get into this this golf outing because Kelly Raspberry on a golf course.
Yeah, that was me.
While the sun is out.
What? Mm-hmm. With her outer skin layer burning?
I was wearing a rash guard.
What is going on here? How did the golfing outing go? We'll talk about it next.
Find all the pics, videos, and blogs from our family vacation on KidNation.com. More from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana next.
We're live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. Woo. Last day here. We finish the show and then we go straight to the airport to travel back home.
Aww.
Where there's no beaches. Well, there's beaches, but...
I know. I love
the Caribbean.
I love being on the beach.
Yeah. I like this, man.
The ocean's so pretty. It's like so aquamarine blue. And the white sand and the green palm trees.
Thank you. That man can paint a picture.
It is. Watch out for those coconuts, though.
Yeah. Justin, give us that fun fact.
Yeah.
Justin, did you see the monkey on the beach, by the way?
I did see the monkey on the beach. Yeah.
Absolutely. You said there's no monkeys on
literally
the beach.
The
I've seen the monkey every day.
Well, the monkey was on a leash. That's not okay. But I did want to get a picture with it, even though it was on a leash. I was like, I never get to see a monkey, so this one's on a leash. It's fine.
Right? I would say yesterday was probably our bachelor-like, you know, an episode of the bachelor-like date.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot
the
of activities.
High energy, high testosterone-fueled dates to make the man more interested in you.
Yeah, we went on this Terracross adventure. And we got into these, man, what are they called?
They're four-wheelers. Yeah. There's different types. So it wasn't like the handlebar type. They have like a steering wheel, like a little Jeep, a mini Jeep.
Yeah, like almost like a dune buggy.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool. And then you go on this dirt trail through this like village, and you go all the way to this cave.
Yeah, we've done four-wheelers before, but it's been through a jungle. This time it was like through a little small town or village,
so
like you said. And you see the little locals, the little kids are waving at you. And
I saw wild chickens.
Wild chickens.
I see wild chickens.
They had this like town circle where they had their shops. They had a Walmart.
I didn't see that. Y'all saw it coming and going, and I never saw it.
Yeah, oh, Kelly, it was a shack.
It
wasn't like it was like a Walmart.
Did
Walmart.
Say Walmart?
It said Walmart.
They painted the logo on the side of this little shack.
It was a hand painted.
It was cute.
I hate that I missed that.
And everyone had a plastic lawn chair. Everyone. I was like, who is selling plastic lawn chairs? Because they are making a killing.
Right. But it does make, when you go through things like this, or you go through villages, it makes you appreciate what we do have back.
Very blessed.
Very blessed. These people, I mean, the little kids are standing out on the side of this dirt road, and they're waving at everyone.
I think we're their entertainment. People that pass by are their entertainment. They don't, you know,
but
what they do.
They have huge smiles on their faces, and it's just cool for them to see people when they're in their little village, and they live in like basically small shacks.
Yeah,
you know, but they look happy.
I think I think yesterday was laundry day. Everybody had their laundry out yesterday. Yeah,
the sun was out, so it was great. So we go to this cool cave, and you climb down. It's very bachelor episode like.
Oh, so romantic.
Cenote.
Yeah, cenote, and then you climb in the water. Kelly, you did not join in on that.
I did not do that because they told us they were only going to swim for about 5 minutes.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And you saw the amount of clothes I had on.
Yeah,
to get
you
all of
layers.
Those off. Mm. It truly, and I've swum in a cave. I have swum in a cave before.
Yeah. Bragger.
So I said, am I going to be a party pooper if I don't do it? Because it was literally, we only had like 5 minutes.
Right.
So
I
opted out of that.
Yeah. We both did.
Then we went up and we got to watch a man make cigars.
Cool.
Very cool.
And they told us
so good.
They told us how they make it, Jenna.
Yeah, how they get the flavors.
Yeah.
They just have the spray. They put flavoring in the water and then they spray the tobacco.
Oh, yeah. You weren't there, Jenna.
Well, Jenna was getting ready for golf. We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah, that would have been too much outside for you, Jenna.
Oh, no.
But
it's a very cool experience.
I need alone time, unlike some of you.
Yeah.
I need time to be my reclusive self.
Got it.
But yeah, but they gave you the cigars, and then they took us over to another section of this place, and they let us try cocoa seeds.
Yeah.
We had coffee.
Coffee.
Like straight from there.
So hot good. Chocolate tea. And regular, I don't remember what else.
And, we had Mama Juana again.
And everything was all free. And then we rode back and we got to see where they grow all this. Did you guys see the pineapples?
No, I didn't see the pineapples.
Yeah, there was pineapples.
I missed the Walmart and the pineapples.
Yeah.
Well, you're whizzing by so quickly, you can't take it all in.
Yeah. I was just staring at Alan.
That's true.
Well, it was hard to see. It was hard to see a little bit because I got like a boulder or like a meteorite that flew in my eye. Because we were driving in that sand, that dirt road. They need to fix those potholes or something.
That's part of it.
That's part of the fun.
And it got in my eyeball, and I was like, oh, I can't see where I'm going. But
yeah, there was a portion of the trail, I guess, where a lot of horses go, and there was horse poo-poo. And if you were tailgating the person in front of you.
Yeah, you probably got some poop on you.
You definitely got poop on you.
And then when I went home, back to the hotel room to wash off, I took my shower, and then I took the white towel that was in the room. I thought I was clean. I wiped down after my shower, and the towel was brown. I'm like, no.
Your black's coming off.
I said, yeah. Either I'm not.
Did you get scared for a minute? Like, oh, no.
It finally happened. No, I was like, I'm not clean. I need round twos. I had to take a second shower.
Yeah,
man.
Al and White Cheddar were the dirtiest dudes on this thing.
Well, see, I see water on a four-wheeler. Yeah. And I gun it because I want to get. I don't know why. That's just the way I do it. I try and get as muddy and dirty as possible.
Right.
I don't do this often. So anyway,
it was
trying to
so much fun. Yeah, we had to get back.
A lot of fun.
And we did get back to the resort. Justin did find out he had poop on his arm at the restaurant. Yeah. So.
I was at a buffet. My dirty poo poo arm. We had just reaching for food.
We had to kick him out.
It's gross.
Justin, yeah. Why'd you go shower?
I didn't know.
He's gross.
I didn't know.
You didn't look at yourself.
No. It was like the back arm. Like you can't see your back arm.
My back arm.
Yeah. My back arm. Yeah, I couldn't see him.
Good thing it didn't land on your front arm.
And then the waiter kept on looking at me, and I thought he was like interested, like, you know, or he was like,
disgusting.
No, he was like, get this animal out of
here. Yeah, we kicked Justin out of there.
You can't differentiate between the look of disgust and desire.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I hear you.
They're similar.
So once we got back from the excursion, Jenna, hello, I'm Alan, Kelly, White Cheddar, a.k.a. Punta Cana Cowboy, and Engineer Don, you guys all went golfing.
Yeah. We did. We decided to play 9 holes of golf, and we were all arguing about who was worse, you know. Like,
yeah.
We're like, this is going to be bad because I have not played golf in over a year. I mean, I haven't even swung a club or been to a driving range. So I'm like, this is not going to go
well. But you're
very
competitive. You are. It's okay to be competitive.
But
yeah.
We weren't super competitive, but competitive in a fun way.
Right.
So we got out there. Alan's great. We went to the driving range for a minute, and then Kelly rode along with Alan. Sonny and I rode together, and then Don had to drive alone. And we started off at the senior tees, and then we decided to play best ball against Alan because Alan was definitely the better player.
Really, Kelly? Did that make you proud?
I'm very proud.
Oh yeah, she was
so
squealing whenever he would drive it and hit it. So we ended up playing. So we played best ball to kind of hurry it up because it ended up being about a 3.5 hour round for 9 holes.
And 9 holes, like 3.5 hours.
It was gorgeous out there, though, and the weather was great because, you know, it was late afternoon once the sun kind of started going down. Oh, my gosh. We had so much fun, though. It was a really good time.
And Kelly said that the sexiest thing on a man is a golf outfit, right?
I love
the golf gloves.
I love a single golf glove. I don't know why. It just...
Did you golf at all, Kelly? Did you take part?
Yeah, Alan really wanted me to. So, like... The last hole, he got it. He hit it close, and then wanted me to do it.
You want the putt putt?
Yeah, yeah. I ruined his score, I think. But
I don't know how we ended up doing.
I don't know.
The end, because Kelly was keeping.
He got par for every hole but two. I think he was one over par for two of the holes.
That's pretty good.
I parred the first hole.
That's pretty good.
Like a legitimate par four, I parred the hole. I can't tell you the last time I've done that because whenever I played golf in the past, I was always with a boyfriend. And so maybe I just felt the pressure.
That's what I was thinking earlier.
A boyfriend's so good and you feel pressure as a girl. Like you
want
to do well and I would just fall apart. And yesterday, I don't know where it came from, you guys. I'm a lady golfer.
If you're playing with a guy, Jenna, if you're playing with a guy and he actually is not as good as you, do you play down?
Oh, good question.
Or do you try and beat, or you know, just go ahead and play your regular game and beat him?
No, I beat him, but I've learned, look where that's gotten me. But not in golf. I've never played a guy that I've never dated a guy that I'm better at golf than him.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, I know. I'll win when we're playing mini hoop basketball, and then I realize I look like an idiot.
In your face,
my girlfriend's
man.
Told me not to do that, not to beat the guy. But yeah, I played okay. I'm going to go back and play.
So, Kelly, you've taken part in two sports that involve balls, and you're afraid of balls. Is your fear of balls completely gone now?
No, I was still afraid I was going to get hit by a ball. Yeah. Wherever I was positioned on the course, Alan had to assure. I said, well, can you stand between me and the golfer in case the ball comes his way? Like, he said it. At one point, he said it is scientifically or physically, whatever. What's the word? Impossible for that ball to be hit that angle. And then the next thing you know, Don hits it that way. I said, see?
Yeah. It's hit a tree Don. And it hit back.
It hit me.
Don't tell Don something's impossible. He'll prove you wrong. Dang right, Don. Well done, sir.
No, that's fun. He wants to take me to a driving range now.
So you're gonna learn.
I mean, I only putted it. I mean, I'm not. I'm telling you, he is completely convinced that I am positive, that I am fun,
athletic,
and that I am willing to try new things. He is completely convinced.
So
of
you
that.
In a great
and I'm not
going to
ruin it.
How long can you keep this up?
I don't know. How much until I get a ring?
I'm telling you guys, Kelly was great.
I'm out.
Now, if you're wondering, like, wow,
the realness.
I wish he was here right now.
Yeah, Alan's not here. That's why Kelly said that. Now, where is Allie?
That's so true.
Yeah.
It's
so tired.
Some girls will do almost anything until they get the ring.
Right.
They're just like,
yes.
I ain't doing that
And then
anymore.
It's the realness.
Go play with your friends.
And on the ATV tour, one of the tour guides pointed at you and Alan and was like, and how was the married is that your husband right there? And he said, your husband is so nice. I think that's what he said.
Oh, yeah.
But
he
and my husband mentioned, was very lucky because I'm so beautiful.
Yes. And you didn't say anything. You were just like, yeah, oh, you did?
I said, well, when we first got here the first day, our concierge, or whatever, and he said he thought Alan and I were married. I said, no, we're not married. He's like, you don't need paper here. You're married in your heart. So that's what
yes,
I said. I said,
so
oh, we're
sweet.
Married
you're
in our
married
heart.
In your heart.
Paper, yeah.
All right,
that's
then.
Big.
So you don't need a ring.
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. That yeah. proves how much he loves me, Justin.
Yes, yeah. Big diamond.
The bigger the ring, the more he loves
right.
you.
The more he loves you.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
If you want to keep up with all the shenanigans we had all week long, make sure you go to KidNation.com.
Absolutely.
It's our final day here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana. KidNation.com, all the video, all the pictures. We'll be right back.
There's plenty more from our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana when we come back. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What's going on over there?
He's watching a Snapchat video or something. And
I'm done.
His own.
No, I wasn't Snapchat. It was on
Instagram.
What'd you do?
And I was watching a video. It was me smoking a cigar and coughing it up.
Oh, yeah. Justin, we told Justin not to inhale the cigar.
Oh, yeah.
And he inhaled.
He's like, am I supposed to be crying?
Water, sore throat.
Is water supposed to be coming from my eyes?
We repeatedly Al told him, do not inhale it.
Yeah. What'd he do? Inhale.
Yeah, first thing he did, inhaled it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard to learn how to do that.
I know.
Okay.
Smoking cigars.
It's just like a puff. Like,
it is.
Right. On Monday, we could potentially be giving away $3,000 because we play Beat the Bank twice. And we're also giving away $1,000 to a teacher. That one, you can also sign up at KidNation.com because we have $1,000 for your classroom. So you set it up all nicely.
Helping out the teachers. Look at y'all. All right. I love it.
And then for Beat the Bank, you just have to listen for your name to be called and be the first one to call back. We're going to call out three names this time. You know, that way you don't have to deal with having to get through and all that stuff because everybody's trying to call.
But if I sign up and you don't call my name,
yes,
am I still in there or do I have to go sign up again?
Absolutely, Jenna. You're still in there. You don't have to sign up only once. Only one time, don't sign up again.
Okay.
Yeah, we got you.
All right.
I saw a headline that made me feel better, might make you feel better as a parent.
What?
According to a new survey, 32% of parents admit that sometimes they skip pages when they're reading to their kids at night.
Oh, gosh, I get that all the time.
I feel like 32% is way low.
That's way low.
I feel like we're more at like 97%.
Until they're old enough to really catch on, I'd skip 3-4 pages at a time.
Of course.
One big grand slip.
Boom. Yeah, they don't know that we're skipping a bunch of the crucial plot lines.
Aren't the kids' books like 3 pages though?
No,
anyway?
Justin.
No, not all
some
of them.
Are long.
Some of them are like 20-30 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime rituals have really gotten out of control for some kids. I mean, it should be just a few minutes and everybody's in bed, but sometimes it can drag on and on. I need water. I need this. I need 5 books. I mean, it's just forever, and you're dying just trying to get to sleep.
I was speaking of nighttime rituals. I shave at night because I had a pretty burly beard going.
Shave what?
My beard. My beard was
pretty
burly.
At night?
A beard?
Oh, yeah.
Was it a beard?
It was.
or just
to me, it was a beard
or hair on your chinny chin chin.
So I'm over there shaving my face, making it all nice and glistening.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
See, if you really had
Jenna
hair,
knows where I'm going with this.
If you really had hair, you'd shave in the morning.
Right, right.
But anyway.
And so I'm in the bathroom, and, you know, I put the it's a disposable razor down because I like them, disposable.
Uh-huh.
And my wife goes, hey, did you just use that razor that was on the counter right there?
Uh-oh.
And I said, yeah. And she goes, ooh. And I said, what? She goes, do you want to know?
Oh my God! Like, how bad could it be?
I was like, exactly right. Like, what is wrong? Is it rusted? Is there some sort of disease on this thing? And she goes, well, Jenna forgot her razor, so I let her borrow it,
only shaved one spot with it.
Gotcha.
But I feel like if Jenna and I had a brother sister relationship before, it has now been solidified even more.
Shared a razor.
All right. So
I used it first.
Hashtag Jenna hit it first again. So yeah. So yeah.
Well,
but
that's just a razor.
Yeah. Jenna, did you shave because of the golfing?
You guys, I've acquired a new golf instructor.
This is so cool.
In the past few hours, yes.
If you're a golfer, you're going to be like, no way.
Yeah, this is very cool. Who? Justin's going to have no idea who it is.
Celebrity vagina.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh. Totally inappropriate throwback there.
I thought they destroyed that. Destroyed that job.
Oh, that's a Kid Craddock throwback right there.
Yes, I thought we destroyed that.
Man, when Kid made us go into the studio and sing that, I was like, what are you doing, dude? But it made its way back to Punta Cana.
Well, I haven't played much golf lately, but I have recently become friends with a golfer.
Yeah.
And was joking around yesterday and asked him to assess my swing. And Mr. Ricky Fowler gave me a full assessment of my swing.
Look at White Cheddar's face right now. Ricky Fowler.
He's a very good golfer. Yeah. This is so funny. I was kind of joking. I asked him if he'd look at my swing that I posted. And he said, I think we have a good base on the swing. We can get the grip in a little better spot, clean up the overall motion. But you have some great hand-eye.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it sounds like he wants you, Pat.
Yeah.
that's his equivalent of talking dirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, is he still talking about golf or what?
Yeah.
I think
Jenna, that's
very
really dope.
Literally. I think, yeah, there was a very literal constructive
that's
criticism
so
of
cool.
my swing.
He wants you so bad. He's going to be at the airport grabbing your bag.
I know. He's going to show you how to get a
hole
in one.
I'm really into golf now.
Possible dumb question. I don't golf. Jenna, you know this. I don't golf. If you swing and miss, does that count as a stroke?
Yes.
It does?
Unless you play it off well enough like it was a practice swing.
Okay.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you swing and don't make contact, it counts as a stroke?
I
thought you had to hit
the
ball.
If the ball doesn't move,
you're fine.
I haven't really seen that in professional golf. So I don't see a lot of whiffs.
Not a lot of golfers.
I guess if you're out there
ball.
Playing with your friends, they probably give it to you unless you hit it off. If you hit it off the tee at all, if the ball moves, that would be a stroke.
My last and only time golfing was with you and Kid here 5 years ago. And Kid was so annoyed by me because I missed probably three times before I would actually make contact.
You got to keep your head down.
Yeah,
you
do.
Swing.
Head down. Head down.
Ricky Fowler would not be proud of my golf swing at all.
No.
Yeah, well, that's so cool, Jenna.
So Ricky Fowler's a professional.
Yeah, he's like cool and young and he wears like cool hats.
Golfer.
He's a golfer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
He's got cool swag on the golf course.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, that's good. Yeah. That's big news, Jenna.
Is he single right now?
I don't know.
I think he might be single right now.
I don't know.
I wasn't really
for long.
I'm just looking for a golf instructor.
Yeah.
For free.
Big Al's looking for a new bar to buy while we're down here in Punta Cana. And Kelly has four words for him.
You don't need that.
We're back with more of the Kid Nation Family Vacation.
Final day here.
Yep.
I got a couple text messages here. I'm going to be at the Hard Rock in Punta Cana all next week. Leave something somewhere for me, and I'll find it.
Oh, that's fun.
It could be anything. A plain white t-shirt, one of Alan's magic playing cards, Blake's wench, anything. Really, y'all are the best.
Blake's wench. I didn't bring Blake's wench.
What could we leave one of Alan's magic cards?
We could leave something.
Let's leave the razor.
The razor that Jenna and I accidentally shared.
Maybe. Think of where to hide it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A shoe. Let's leave one shoe.
The good news is we could
and
hide
sign it.
And
I don't
then
have a shoe I want to leave.
and then bring it up on Monday, and they could search for it.
Hints. Yeah.
Hide
yeah.
under a rock or something.
Yeah. I think I've got an idea, but I'll tell you off the
air. Oh, there's okay. lots of like statues and stuff. I mean,
yeah.
hide under one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could hide something somewhere for sure.
All right.
Speaking of Alan, he didn't make it in this morning because he homeboy tired.
He hit it hard yesterday.
Yeah, and but we do have an update on something that happened earlier in the show. I believe, Trey, you have the clip of what Kelly said. Can you play that for us?
He is completely convinced that I am positive, that I am fun,
athletic,
and that I am willing to try new things. He is completely convinced.
So
about,
you wouldn't agree?
I'm not going to ruin it.
How long can you keep this up?
I don't know. How much? Until I get a ring.
Until you guys get a ring.
I'm out.
Look at Kelly. Look at Kelly saying things like that when he's not around. Right. And then breaking news.
He was listening.
What did he say?
He said, I'm listening.
So he definitely
real subtle.
Heard
that. And then nothing after
and then
that.
And he hasn't come here yet.
Jig is up, as they say, yeah. right?
He's up. He's up.
But if
yeah,
you like right. it, then he
is it the jig or the gig? The gig is
the
up.
Jig is up.
Jig.
Jig. Or is it the gig? Could it be
jig.
Both?
I think it's the jig.
Yeah, I've heard jig.
The jig is up.
It is up. And another cool text message we got here. Good morning. I just wanted to say thank you for what you do. I just got up to witness a very precious moment. Thanks to you guys. I went to my child's morning assembly like I do every Friday. I see this mom every Friday bringing her son in a wheelchair and her daughter to school. I never see her leave the school after the assembly, so I figured she stays with the son. But she's always happy. She's a super happy person, and I admire her even though that I don't know her. She was sitting outside of the cafeteria with her daughter. She held her hand, and with a very big smile on her face, she told her daughter that they would be going to Disneyland.
Yay.
And she showed her the kids' letter. The little girl hugged her mom aww. And was laughing and crying at the same time
yay.
For 10 minutes.
Oh.
It was a precious moment, and it was impossible to hold back tears. Thank you so much.
That's great.
Well, can't wait to meet that family.
Mm. Yeah, so they're going to be going on the Disney trip with us this year, which will be our next broadcast together.
Yeah, it's always the week before Thanksgiving, so it'll be in November.
Yeah. So we're already starting to let families know they're going on this year's trip. And I'm glad you got to witness that. And thank you for sharing and sending us that text
just
message.
6 weeks away, right? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
No, are you serious?
Well, right? It's in,
yeah.
About 2 months.
Oh,
I've
read there's another month in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's like September, November.
Yeah, there's October.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. How cool is that?
And me and you next week will be in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, we're going to be go to Walk-On's if you want to come see me and Big Al Mac. Walk-On's is Drew Brees' restaurant, I believe, in Denham Springs. So we'll be out there. And then I'm staying around. I'm going to the LSU game.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, Al, why don't you want to stay on the dude's trip?
Well, I'm going to be at a football game, but I'll be at the football game at my bar. What about a few other football games going on?
They get this so excited. All the guys in the office plan this trip.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going?
I'm going to part of it.
No, you're going because we have an appearance at Walk-On's.
Yes, that's where I go. I go when people pay.
Oh, my God.
This guy.
Wow.
We were all like, Justin, I think you're going, right?
I am going. Y'all brought the gay boy over to the football game.
Is this your first football game you're going to be going to?
I don't know. I've been to I've been to a football stadium, but I don't know if never been to a real game. I went to
real game.
Well, the short answer to that question is yes.
You've
no.
not done tailgating.
Yes, no.
At a big
I've gone to tailgating,
game.
But never really like sat down and watched it.
Got it.
All right, you could change your mind, Al. We still have your spot open.
I'm good. This is like my time of year, man. You know, really seriously, this is like. Christmas time is for retailers.
Uh-huh.
This is when I really have to be, you know, around the business trying to watch and make sure that things go as smoothly as possible.
Isn't that why you hire a manager for your bar?
Yes, yes.
So they could do that when you're gone?
Absolutely.
And you could
absolutely.
Live? Absolutely. Isn't that the point of owning a bar? You just sit back and let the money roll in?
That is. Yeah. I wish it was that easy.
But it's not?
It's not quite that easy, Jason. I wish it was.
But, I mean, it's easy enough to
the other people do it.
Yeah.
Well, the other people do it, and that's true. And I see other owners at their business.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they have to be there. So, you know, peak time.
Boring.
Peak
it's season. Boring.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Boring
I know.
Excuse.
It's about 4 months out of the year where you need to be there. Have to be there.
All right. Well, if you change your mind, we would love for you to come with us. George, our boss, is extremely sad you're not coming. He keeps asking me if I could get you to go.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
For a talent fee.
Yeah. Right, exactly. A story we did miss while we're on here in the Dominican Republic. this clown stuff going on in the Carolinas.
Oh my God, it's so scary.
What in the world is... In the past month, police in the Carolinas have received multiple reports from people claiming that clowns with white painted faces were acting strangely in the area.
They're lurking them in the woods.
And at least once attempting to lure kids into the woods with money and candy.
And it's like a white painted face, right?
Looks like it.
Yeah, they're really
somebody
scary.
Somebody caught a picture of it.
White
so
face.
Yeah.
That's different.
I think they're going to do it. I secretly think it's for
like a movie?
Yeah,
like
for a movie.
That's what they're saying. They're having a... In 2017, they redid or they're redoing Stephen King's It.
If you haven't seen the original It, you have to see it.
So
but
long.
The new It and the costume, yeah. Oh my God.
Looks super real.
Terrifying. Mm.
And the police department saying if this is a hoax or a publicity stunt, it is not funny.
No, it's not.
It's alarming the public.
Yes, someone actually, the latest news is an apartment resident chased one of the clowns with a machete into the woods and the clown got away. Oh, so it's going to get violent when
somebody's
you're playing a
killed.
Scary prank.
Somebody's going to get killed.
You're going to get shot. Somebody is going to have a gun. You're going to get shot if you're one of those clowns. Like, don't do that.
Mm. Brap, brap.
Don't
part
do
of me is kind of like, wow. I'm kind of digging a scary prank, but I don't know what's really going on yet.
It's nothing nice, but I think it's so interesting and weird. I hope it's for a movie, because if it's a movie, that's interesting. I get the chills all my back.
It's interesting when half of the cast doesn't know they're in a movie.
yeah.
Wow. Like Borat? Yeah, but that's scary.
It is.
And they just stand there, and I guess sometimes they'll just look at you, and they turn around
that's
and walk
did.
Into the woods. Is that what it... No, but didn't he like actually go at people, though?
Yeah, he lived in the sewer.
That's what scared me of clowns. I'm scared of clowns because
also,
of that movie.
Oh, they also had a clown who lived in the woods on Freak Show. What's that?
Oh, the one with the
American
big mouth.
American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Somebody always dresses up like that
clowns.
For Halloween.
And did you read this tidbit news? The real clowns?
Hold on. Let's get the tidbit news sounder for you, Jenna.
It's time for tidbit news.
Uh-huh.
The scary evil clowns in the woods
have
affected real clowns' business.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
And that was another edition of Tidbit News. More from our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana when we get back. Check out everything happening at KidNation.com.